You're listening to the Influencer Podcast, episode 87. Hello, influencers. Julie here, and welcome back to the podcast. It is just me and you guys today, if you can believe it or not. And I'm super excited to dive into this topic today because it's near and dear to my heart. It is the topic of gratitude. Now, I know this is on a lot of people's minds around Thanksgiving, obviously, but as we step into a busy holiday season of juggling business and life and kids and husbands and wives and festivities, it can be easy to lose sight of all the things that we have to be grateful for. As influencers, entrepreneurs, creatives, whatever you want to call yourself, it's also easy to get bogged down by comparison and competition. This has definitely happened to me before. But not only is gratitude good for our mental well-being, it can actually improve our relationships and physical wellness too. All it takes is to enjoy the benefits is a little introspection. So with that in mind, today's show is all about gratitude. For me, all it takes is a few minutes each morning to reflect and jot down what I'm thankful for. Doing this helps me stay focused on the positives no matter how busy life gets. Now, I originally got this idea from a book called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. You've probably heard of her. She also wrote The Secret. But if you want to kind of dive more into a gratitude practice and you want something or someone to hold you accountable, that book, The Magic, is great for that. Here's a quick gratitude exercise you can do in the time it takes to drink your morning coffee. Grab a pen and write down three things you're letting go of today, three things you're grateful for today, and three tasks you know you can accomplish today. This only takes a few minutes, but will set you up to feel accomplished and positive at the end of the day. So I will go first. Here are three things I'm grateful for today, and really every day. I hope they inspire you to take some time for yourself and reflect on the things you're grateful for too. Let's dive in. So before we dive into our most thankful episode of the entire year, I want to give a shout out to our amazing reviewer of the week this week, and that is Heather Woodard. And she says, I'm new to this podcast, so I'm catching up, but several episodes in, and it's among my top three favorites. I like that there are short and long episodes for me to enjoy depending on my time and interests, but no matter what, they're always informative. I also like that you really get all that you can from the guests, so I'm not left wondering. I wish there was more. So overall, this is a worthwhile podcast for anyone who is in PR or who is interested in growing their influence or even building a brand in the digital or social media space. Well, thank you, Heather, for that feedback. I love that you are new to our community, so welcome. I love that you've been able to dive in and really find things that are most interesting for you. And I really love that feedback because I try to be as intentional as I can to bring on guests and to share solo episodes when I do them of content that is really curated to help each and every person in my audience to the best of our ability. So I'm glad that you're finding long and short episodes that really get down to the nitty-gritty of what you need to help you grow your influencer world. So thank you so much for that. Now, of course, I want to hear from more of you who listen in each week, or if it's your first time listening in. So make sure to head over to iTunes and subscribe to the Influencer Podcast and give us a review there, because what I do is take those reviews and I highlight them in upcoming episodes. I would also love it if you could screenshot this episode on your phone today on Instagram, and then you can tag me. I'm at Joel Solomon, and you can hashtag the Influencer Podcast, because what I love to do is find those screenshots, see what you're saying about the podcast and the episode today, and then share them on my story too. And I also like to give you some love via DM. So if I show up in your DM, sending you a video or something like that, no, I'm not a crazy person. I just want to check in and see how you're doing.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. Each week, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist and New York Times best-selling publicist, takes you behind the scenes with successful influencers, bloggers, and industry elites in conversation to share how they engage, persuade, and grow their unique influence. Her mission is to share exclusive insider tips, wisdom, and action-based tools to help you strengthen, monetize, and build your own industry-leading influence.
Number one, I'm grateful for when things don't go my way. Gratitude can be found in some pretty unexpected places. A little backstory. Just last month, iTunes changed their algorithm. You might remember this because it affected a lot of podcasters. Basically, the new algorithm no longer allowed for certain keywords and tags in episode titles. Even though my tags had been there for 2 years, it set off a spam trigger and this entire podcast was removed from iTunes without notice. There were no reviews. There was no mention of it at all. It was like it never existed. So as you know, this podcast is my passion project and something I pour my heart into every week. So when it was just gone, my heart sunk. I was scrambling like crazy to fix it. The whole experience was a reminder to practice what I preach by not relying 100% on platforms that I do not own, because other people and other processes and other systems' algorithms can change at the drop of a hat. To make up for the lost subscribers and reviews for that week, I ran a contest as soon as we were back up and running. It was pretty fun. I basically just shared on Instagram and on my newsletter that I would love to have you come over to iTunes, leave a review about what you love about the podcast and maybe what you missed about it when it was gone. Now, obviously, the podcast is back up and running and it's topping the charts since the algorithm changeup happened, which has actually gotten higher than before, which is amazing. So obviously, that contest and really just our community coming together to support this amazing platform really, really helped. So at the end of the day, I look for things that I can be grateful for in difficult situations. I know it can kind of sound a little counterintuitive, but sometimes the best lessons are learned during unfortunate events. And in this case, it ended up being a blessing in disguise. I was able to reframe my thought process with this whole iTunes situation, making sure to remember to keep things on platforms that I do own, and it allowed me to get into my community a little bit more and just say thank you to you guys and give someone an amazing contest. So that was really fun. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. We all know there's no magic guide to becoming an influencer. Things don't always go your way. Sometimes just when you're gaining momentum, you hit a major speed bump, and sometimes you just flat out fail. But I will say this, I've learned a lot from my mistakes and failures. I honestly wouldn't be where I am today without them, and I think that you could probably say the same thing. So for now, I'm very grateful. If you want to hear about three other times I failed as an influencer and what I did to overcome and learn from those, you should check out the Influencer Podcast episode number 61. You can get that over at juliesolomon.net/61. Number two. I am thankful for you, my community, and my amazing team. As you've probably seen by now, we launched a new product called the Influencer Academy just a month ago. If you've ever launched something new, then you know what I mean when I say that things never go entirely as planned. Challenges aren't part of the plan, but they are part of the package. You can be the most emotionally resilient person in the world. You can be the most type A organized person in the world, but having a strong support system makes a huge difference. I'm so thankful to have a team that can help me quickly tackle challenges and turn problems into solutions, especially during the craziness that this launch week brought about. And I also want to remind you that if you don't have a team and you may be feeling a little alone right now, I would encourage you to figure out what kind of processes or systems could you put in place in your brand and business today just to make you feel like you have a little bit of help and a little bit of breathing room. It's been amazing to not only have humans be on my team to help me, but to also have systems like Slack and Asana and Google Drive and Dropbox to use every single day to keep our business running. And I think a lot of times it's so easy to forget about something free like a Dropbox or something free like a Google Drive. We don't even really think about how beneficial they are to the everyday runnings of our business. But without them, our business couldn't literally run as organized as we try to get it to run every single day. So it's a great reminder to be grateful for those little things that we can sometimes, I don't know, brush off. And as for my community, y'all, you guys are just flipping amazing. You're the reason that I do what I do every day. I mean, I love to see you guys popping up in my DMs. I love talking to you guys there. I love sharing so much with you through Instagram Lives, Instagram Stories. I love each and every one of you who are in our amazing Influencer Podcast Facebook community, which, by the way, if you aren't over there now, you should totally get over there. It's pretty incredible. You can go to facebook.com/groups/ The Influencer Podcast. But I love just to see how you're growing. So many of you come into groups, you come into my DMs, you come into my inbox, and you share challenges and frustrations and things that are happening. And then as you do things like listen to this podcast or head over to my website for free tip sheets, you start to learn and you start to grow. And to see you take that accountability to really step into yourself, to really want to be the highest version of you, it makes me want to be the highest version of me. So at the end of the day, we really are all connected. And the more that we see that in one another, the more that we really allow that support, that engagement, the more that we choose to show up and say, you know what, this is me, I'm here, I may not have all the answers, but I am raising my hand and saying, I'm going to show up anyway. It really can help all of us get to where we want to go. It can help us during the challenges and during the frustrations, because trust me, as we all know, those times, they come for all of us. But I think it's just a good reminder that no matter what, we have to just keep going. When you're in doubt, when you're doing your best, when you're navigating challenges, you got to remember that you are stronger than you probably realize. So be good to yourself. Rest when you can. Don't forget to laugh and have fun. But above all, keep going and be grateful that you have the opportunity to keep going. Number three, I am so thankful for my family. So behind all the pretty Instagram feeds and styled brand shoots, being an influencer requires a lot of emotional energy. I couldn't show up fully in my work every day if it weren't for the support of my family. Now, recently, this happened during my launch when I was a mess going about 10,000 miles a minute and kind of feeling like I was getting all over the place. My husband started to see this and he really knew that I needed to stay centered and I needed to stay focused. But he had kind of a different idea that took it one step further. He knew it was going to make me be vulnerable, and he knew that I was probably going to be scared to do it, but I said yes anyways. He said, you know what? I know that you're freaking out right now, and I think that we should go on your Instagram Live and share it with your community, because I think that it will really help them see that they're not alone when they have moments like this happen for them as well. And of course, like, that feeling immediately came up in me. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that. But then I was like, you know what? He's right. I should totally do that. And at the end of the day, I have him here beside me. So we went on Instagram, my husband and I. We talked through a lot of challenges and struggles that we can all face. We got really honest. There were a lot of tears. There were a lot of laughs. But just being able to have that support there in that moment and really having him there just to be with me, even though he didn't have all the answers, and he would be the first to say, hey, look, I don't know, but I just want to be here for you. It really allowed me to get back to the root of what my purpose was and what my intention was and what my mission was. So I just wanted to give a shout out to him and to my amazing family and to always remember that, again, the people that we see every day, it's so easy to kind of lose sight of why we are thankful for them or really remembering to be grateful for them. So I hope that that is a good encouraging reminder for you today. Now, I would love to hear what you're thankful for too. So if you have a gratitude exercise or if you start doing the one that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, please share it with us over on Instagram by tagging me at Jill Solomon. I want to know what you thought about today's episode, and I want to know what you do in order to be grateful and what you are grateful for. So as a quick reminder, the exercise is to write down three things you're letting go of today, three things you're grateful for today, and three tasks you know that you can accomplish today. Write those down, tag me, hashtag the Influencer Podcast, and I will make sure to share your gratitudes on my story. One more thing. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me today. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey as an entrepreneur and as an influencer. And as always, I am cheering for you and I'm wishing you the happiest Thanksgiving that you can have. Thank you guys. See you soon. Wanting even more influencer podcast goodness and to connect with like-minded influencers? Join our Facebook community for daily tips on how to up-level your business and chat with myself and other listeners. All you gotta do is visit facebook.com/groups/theinfluencerpodcast to be a part of this wonderful community.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.